Just start their fucking podcast just like this. They just started fucking talking. So we were just talking about the fact that we have spent so much time already just like critiquing the first fucking parts of this shit, like the trailer and shit, that we haven't even started recording. So now we're going to get high and we're going to record because we're done with this shit. Oh, fuck. So today we're gonna, we figured we'd open each episode with like a fun, like little fucking game thing. So I'm Karina.
I'm Billy.
We're gonna open today with something we're gonna call High Crimes and Misdemeanors. So, this is gonna be where we're looking up different, like weird fucking laws around the world. We're gonna start in the United States. That is where we reside, and we're going to start just at the beginning of the list. If you know, you know, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado. So we're going to start.
I don't know.
You don't know that fucking song from school?
No.
Oh, it goes, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. I can name all the states, bitch.
I can.
So anyway, we're going to start with Alabama, and we're going to look up some weird laws, and we figured this will be interesting as fuck, because Alabama is something. All right, so Billy's going to read the first one.
Apparently, it is illegal to wrestle bears in Alabama.
Who the fuck is out here wrestling bears to have to make a law where you can't wrestle bears?
I don't know.
That's
some hillbilly shit.
We see it, so when we talk about it, I can look at for the next one. What the fuck? That is the most
crazy
insane.
Alabama.
Did you know that in in Alabama, you cannot throw boogers into the wind?
I feel like
that's a good law to have, but like that's a common sense law. Like, why is it a law in Alabama? Like, yeah, what cop got a booger flicked on a man? I just saw this fucking thing of a cop arrested this fucking guy for his flatulence. I'm not kidding. This motherfucker farted and waved it in the direction of the cop, and he arrested him for assault. Are you kidding me? You know that man's going to be rich now, because you're not going to stand on two legs with assault.
Are you
going to
call that now flatulent assault?
Assault with a flatulent deadly weapon, with a deadly fart, with a deadly juicy fart. Like, what? Your turn. Let's find like a better list here. Find another one.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my god, I cannot even imagine. Alabama would be wiling out.
Putting salt on a railroad track can be punishable by death.
I'm sorry.
What?
Can I read more about that? Why? There's got to be more information there if we click the link.
These can't be real, man.
This is from onlyinyourstate.com. 20 Alabama laws that will something or another. I don't fucking care. Which one was it? What did it fucking say?
It said putting salt on a railroad.
This one sounds like one of the weirdest laws in Alabama, but there's actually a reason behind it. Salt can... Oh, that's sad.
What?
Salt can attract cattle onto the tracks, and obviously that's not a good thing. So no salt on the tracks, because I suppose maybe there's a lot of cattle there.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucking sad that they had to make that rule. People were out there fucking putting salt on the tracks.
What?
Because they wouldn't have made it a fucking law if people weren't actually doing it, because there's no reason to have the law. Because that just incentivizes people to do it, to have the law. Yeah. People love breaking stupid laws. That's sad.
Fuck.
Oh, here's more. Oh, no. I thought it was going to have more information on the boogers not flicked in the wind thing, but it's just got a cartoon of some fucking Angelica-looking doll holding some fucking huggy-wuggy-looking bear. Like, it looks
the
great.
Fuck?
Okay, did you know?
No, I did not. But tell me.
Okay. How long are we going to do this? You think, like, the first 10 minutes?
I don't know, we're gonna fucking wing it.
We might just never get to any fucking crime stories, bitches. We're having too much fun. In Mobile, Alabama, it's illegal to spray silly string. That's where Mama Tot lives. Like, on TikTok, have you seen Mama Tot? She, like, comes and sits down with you. What is the fuck? Aren't you on mentally ill TikTok?
Mama Tot. Oh, Mama Tot.
Yeah.
Mama
Tot. Anyway, come on. It says, come on. It's silly string for crying out loud. What's wrong with having fun? Confetti is also illegal in Mobile, even if you sweep it up afterwards. So what I'm getting is Alabama's a bunch of fucking party poopers.
Well, I was reading up on that, and it said something about, like, it became illegal because in Mobile because of, like, people inhaling it, and it can be how it can cause health issues.
Like, well, fucking maybe, but why is there gotta be a law about it?
You only live once, so, like, fuck.
Why can't it just be, like, a park-by-park warning or shit? And if you do it at your house and you kill somebody, that's on you, bitch. Go to jail for fucking murder. Then we'll be talking about you on this podcast.
Hell yeah.
Don't be motherfucking stupid. Ooh. All right, fucking pick a law.
Oh, and then my God. This
to do beyond to these crime stories we found in the headlines. Fucking insane from People Magazine. Come on, Billy. Get it together.
I can't.
All right, let me find one more, and then we're going to be done.
Can't find a good one. Kind of getting lame.
Okay, well, talk about something fucking funny.
My dad got in trouble when I was a kid because he left me and my brother home alone, and he wouldn't have gotten in trouble if I wouldn't have called the cops because my brother stole my last Pop-Tart.
Oh, fuck.
And then when the cops showed up and realized that there was no adult here and there was red, I had just had a popsicle. It was a red popsicle and I was eating it outside and I dropped it and
Billy.
I left it and the cop was like, is that blood? I'm like, and I don't know what to do.
I don't know. I
played
the fifth.
Little you, I played the fifth.
Funny, but I mean, stupid. Yeah. Like, I was like, I
that's
don't know,
fucking crazy. That's like a little, like, insert of trauma here. I'm gonna get, we're just gonna doll up little pieces of our trauma throughout this fucking podcast. I didn't find something that is illegal, but I did find, which I think we all already know this, but I'm just gonna bring it up right now. Oh boy, let me tell you, cousin marriage is legal in Alabama. So it's not illegal to marry your cousin. It is legal to marry your cousin. That's from AEONmedical.com. We're just going to end that right there. And we're going to move into some true crime stories. All right. Our first story is coincidentally coming out of fucking Alabama, and it's a wild one, and this bitch is dangling my fucking vape at me. That's because it's a fucking
ghetto ring.
No, it's, yeah, because it's a hair tie, because this is only for my fucking one that I just showed you, so I put a hair tie on it and rigged it so that it could stay around my neck, because I lose it all the time. And that, they all are different size, Jesus, fuck. They're all different sizes when you buy those fucking disposable ones. We're talking about vapes. Okay. So, Alabama mom allegedly made her 7-year-old walk home from school, and then she ran him over. So, this little boy had no broken bones or internal injuries.
Well, that's good.
This says God was watching over that child that day, which we don't believe in God. We're more of universe people,
yeah,
but
universe,
either way, however you look at it, you know, your God.
We love you no matter what.
Yep, your God. Our God is the universe. Yeah. Anyway, the local police chief, this is from peoplemagazine.com. Because I don't want to read any super heavy shit on here. We want it to be light and funny and just give you the meat and potatoes. The 7-year-old Alabama boy had gotten in trouble on the school bus. But after she picked up her child at the behest of school officials, I'm sure that's like at the request. I don't know why they fucking have to put a word in there that's not for dumb people. That's rude. I'm trying to read on my podcast, people. Do you not have to be respectful? I mean, come on. All right. This is about me. Don't you know? That sounds horrible. I'm just kidding. If you know me, you know I'm kidding. That sounds like I am super selfish.
That's okay.
Yep. All right. Anyway, she allegedly made the boy get out of the car and then she ran him over. The child sustained relatively minor injuries. It was a miracle he was not hurt worse than he was. God was watching over that child that day. Parking just outside the school, the mother allegedly instructed her son to get out, get himself the rest of the way home around 3:30 on February 8th. So not even that long ago, because today is like February 16th or something.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. According to the chief, who noted the family lived about 8 blocks from the school, she drove alongside the child, flashers on, as they trotted alongside it. Or as a child trotted alongside it. When the child reached for the door handle of the car, in what the chief said was an attempt to get back inside, his mother, whether she realized it or not, pushed the gas pedal. The momentum yanked the child under the car. The mother then ran over the child's back and grazed the side of his head. Okay, let's pause. That's fucking insane.
Oh my God.
And I feel like, you know, like my dad used to do that shit to me, like not in a like punishment way, but like he would be like, get in the car, and then he'd start like driving, and then as soon as I grabbed the handle, he'd back up. So that's fucking crazy, because that shit could have happened on accident for real. I mean, the way that she did it, you don't make your kid walk home and you don't ride alongside them, and if they try to get in, speed up. Like, if they try to get in, chill the fuck out. Like,
my dad used to do that all the time, but it was more of like a joke, but he wasn't like, he'd wait, and then when I'd try to get in, he'd, you know, slightly push the pedal. Yeah, that's right. Like, it would be one time.
And then she
time.
Ran over his back, and he has no broken bones. That is a miracle. That is really fucking insane. The fact that he's not, like, at least paralyzed, but fucking dead even. Like, because especially, because what fucking, how did I say how old this boy is? 7.
That's crazy.
That's younger than my kid.
And was she in a truck?
No, it says a car, I think. Okay, it says the little boy had no broken bones or internal injuries. The chief, who told people that after being treated at UAB Hospital in Birmingham for some abrasions, he was released. The mother, a 27-year-old, so younger than both of us, whose name people has confirmed but withheld to protect the privacy of the child, that's respectful, has been charged with aggravated child abuse of a family member, according to the Sheriff's Marshal of Marshall County. Aggravated child abuse is a Class B felony. If she's convicted, it's up to 20 years behind bars. There's a former judge. According to a post by former judge and prosecutor Andrew Seagirl, who worked at a Huntsville, Alabama law defense lawyer, he said it could be up to 20 years. Let's see. The mom was booked into the county shortly after midnight on February 8th and was released on bond in the early morning of February 11th, which is absolute fucking bullshit. I don't think that there should be a bond. Yeah. You just fucking ran over your child. Like, I feel like there could be a speedy fucking court date to figure shit out, but like, I don't think you deserve bond until they can figure out if it was intentional or if that really was, like, she was just trying to make him walk home and she didn't realize that. Because I feel like she could have not realized that that was going to do that. Like, it might not have been intentional. I would love to know how she reacted at the scene.
Yeah.
Like, was she frantic or was it cold or whatever? The recorded bail was $50,000. A 53-year-old woman who was a passenger in the car at the time of the incident, so probably the grandmother, was also arrested and charged with endangering the welfare of a child, which is a misdemeanor, and she was released on a $500 bond. The chief said that the older woman was charged because she allegedly didn't intervene when the mother said the young child would have to get himself home by walking or running, since he was barred from taking the bus that day. The older woman's misdemeanor case will go through court. The mother has been barred from having contact with her son.
As it should be.
Fuck yeah. And the Department of Human Resources has taken custody of the boy. Hopefully they can place him with family. So that's the end of the... That's the end of that story. And then it just says at the end of here, and I want to put it on here, that if you suspect any child abuse, you can call the National Child Help abuse hotline. It's 1-800-4 and then the letter A child, or it's 1-800-422-4453. And there's also a website called www.childhelp.org. All of the calls are toll free, so they won't cost you any money. I don't know, Billy, what are your thoughts on this blip of information of this case of this fucking psycho mom?
Well, I mean, I hope it was just the where she didn't realize it happened.
Yeah, like, me and, too.
Like, you know, but if it wasn't that, I hope she gets the justice that she deserves and she goes into jail.
Yeah.
And she never gets to see her kid
again. I'm really hoping it's like what my dad was doing to me, except for, you know, I mean, she was using it as a punishment and she should have had him. She should have been farther away from him. You know, like if he was close enough to her car, he had to be on the road.
Yeah.
And I don't know how big that area is. Like if it was here, like there's got to be sidewalks or grass or something that he should have been in. Like there's no way I would let if I was to let my son who's 8 walk home from school. You know, I would never drive. I would always make sure, like, if he came into the road to get even close to my car, I would be pulling over, you know, like, no, you can't fucking, like, no. And honestly, I wouldn't even follow him close like that. Like, I would go, like, not that close. Like, I would go up a little bit, wait till he gets closer, go up a little bit, because, like, yeah, someone could snatch a kid, but also shit like that can happen. So, I don't know, I guess cautionary tale.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna eat my meatball. And we're gonna talk about
crazy shit.
Yeah, this convicted New York killer who was freed on a technicality. And he was just being held in the wrong fucking prison. Basically, the luckiest piece of shit alive is kind of what I'm deducing.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's lucky and doesn't probably deserve it. Hopefully, you had said when we were kind of scanning through this article, we were going to, like, not pre-read it, but it's such a long article that, and it's kind of confusing in some of the stuff that it says. I'm not going to read like all of it because it's fucking confusing. And some of the words are just stupid weird. And it's so long. So, yeah, we already went through this, but I'm going to kind of read it to you. It's fucking insane. He literally, like, hopefully he will. You said turn it around. Yeah. Like, actually use it as what it is, a really, like, a second chance. Because really it is. He could turn his whole life around right this second. But we will read something that kind of makes me feel like he's probably not going to.
Yeah.
So basically, this guy, his name is Terrence Lewis. He gunned down a father of 3 on the street of Rochester, New York in 2015. In a statement by the Monroe Sheriff's Office, they confirmed that Terrence Lewis was vacated his conviction and released from the maximum security prison that he was being held in. Basically what happened, is there's this like anti-shuttle law. And so it violated this law that was made in like the 1970s. I think it said, the sheriff, his name is Todd Baxter. He said in a statement that the decision to let a murderer go free based on a technicality really violates the principles of justice. And he said it demonstrates a lack of fairness, which, I mean, like, I agree. I mean, I get, like, constitutional rights and shit or whatever. But, like, this guy, I mean, we'll go on to read. He was actually convicted of this murder. So I just don't know how that loophole.
Yeah.
There isn't another loophole for that fucking loophole. This was approved by Congress in 1970. It notes that once a prisoner has been moved to the state of the pending indictment, the case must completely be disposed of prior to returning the prisoner. Fucking Christ. So basically, if there is, so like he was in, so he was, what happened was he was already in prison when they indicted him on this. So he had been serving in a maximum facility already, when he was indicted for this murder. He was indicted in 2018. No, Yes. Yeah. Or 2017. Fuck. I don't fucking know when he was indicted, okay? But in 2018, 2 months after... Yeah, that was 2 months after the indictment, if I would have just fucking kept reading. It's fine. Lewis was transported. So 2 months after the indictment for the murder, he was transported from Allenwood Prison in Pennsylvania, which is a high security facility. So that's where he was currently serving when he was indicted. And he was moved over to New York County Jail. And then he was arraigned in a local court on the murder charge per the sheriff's office's thing, who they also included like a timeline in their events statement. Only 4 months later, in that May, they returned Lewis to Allenwood, Pennsylvania, and there's their first mistake. And this is well the or their biggest mistake, I think. This is where the fuck up happened. Mm-hmm. And that was while the murder charges were pending. So they should have kept him there until that case was completed, mm-hmm. is my understanding. And that's what ended up throwing the case out. However, at the end it says like no one said anything to them like prior to that. So this was like something that they should have fucking known, obviously, mm-hmm. but it wasn't caught in time. So they send him back to Pennsylvania. They said that it was traditional practice for them to return the incarcerated individual to his home correctional facility, is what they call it. And they were just simply following normal procedures. So I wonder if this guy got a really fucking good lawyer or something, too, to look into these laws. Yeah, or he spent all of his time looking into it, but fuck. He seems to... I don't know if he's a career criminal, but he was already in prison. In a maximum security. You don't get in a maximum security for something small. Yeah. So it's like he didn't commit murder before, but he had to do something big. So per the federal law, though, Lewis should have remained in New York until the case was closed. So his trip back to, yep, so I didn't even put two and two together because I already said this. But yeah, his trip back to Pennsylvania was the breach of the law. So in July 2018, he returned back to New York for his murder trial. And this is where in October he was convicted to second degree murder and he was convicted to 22 years in life. Then they returned him back to Pennsylvania. And he served out the rest of that sentence. And then in October of 2020, he officially went to the New York Correctional Facility. And this is when the Monroe office said that they were made first aware of this mix-up that led to the beginning. And that was in the beginning of this year, 2024. There was no legal argument raised during or after the trial transfers. And it says, unfortunately, any deviation from the federal law is subject to strict consequences. Yeah, I'd call this fucking strict consequences. I'd like to look at more information on the crime itself, honestly, and see, like, what was the motive and shit so that I can decide about this motherfucker. And maybe we'll do that and do, like, a part two to this episode. Or maybe we'll do that and then wait to post this for another day or something. I don't fucking know, but... Anyway, this is a very fucking strict consequence to the individuals that he's going to be living around. And I'm sure probably still in New York because it's such a huge state. There's not really a need to move necessarily. So they've since audited all interstate prisoners that passed through the jail since 2018 and determined that there were no other incarcerated men. So there's no other things that they're going to have to turn around, which is good, I guess. They're taking corrective measures. I mean, I feel like the damage is done. I mean, yeah, you definitely have to learn from it. The damage is done and you have to fucking learn from it. But Jesus Christ. Here's some of the story.
What a lucky guy, I guess.
I guess. But it says here, back in May 26th of 2015, Washington was this. So the guy that was shot, the father, was shot several times in the torso on 6th Street in Rochester around 10:15 in the morning. The 29-year-old man, oh God, he was only 29, was rushed to the hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. There's some photographs on here of him. His name was Johnny C. Washington. He looks real fucking, just like a nice, he looks like a nice guy. Father with three kids. other in Krugerrass, small baby. So he had a small baby too. It's who said this. The Baxter police said there, or the Sheriff Baxter, fuck me, sideways. Y'all are just going to have to, this is going to be every fucking episode, so they're just going to have to deal with this shit. Fucking Billy's over here just coloring, zoning out. This is so good for the podcast.
I'm still trying to listen.
She's fucking stoned. So am I. So anyway, Sheriff Baxter said that there are no words to take away the pain that you are justly feeling and undoubtedly comes with a lack of fairness being served based on this decision, which violates the principles of justice. He addressed to the Washington's loved ones. I extend my sincerest apologies. Is Sheriff Baxter with the fuck up team? Ultimately, Terrence served more than 3 years for the murder. So basically, this motherfucker literally served 3 years for a second degree murder. I just want to go back and see if Sheriff Baxter was part of the Monroe fuck up team. Because if he's saying sorry, we don't fucking care. Hang on. At least I don't fucking care. You can give me your thoughts on it. I'll give you my thoughts on it. Monroe County Sheriff's Office said, that's not, who the fuck is Sheriff? Who is the fucking sheriff? Dude, do you remember who I said the sheriff was for?
Baxter.
Sheriff Todd Baxter. Who's he the sheriff of? I don't think it fucking said. Well, when the Monroe County Sheriff's Office makes a statement, it says the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. So I want to assume maybe he's the New York guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. How do you feel about this case? You've been so quiet.
I think it's messed up. If you were already convicted of it, you should have just
been
reconvicted.
There should be a way. But I suppose that's also double jeopardy law. Like, you can't convict twice for the same crime. Or you can't go to trial
You're letting a fucking murderer walk free.
But that shit happens all the time, I think, in those double jeopardy cases. Because if you try someone for murder and they're found not guilty, you can't try them again for that murder. Which I think is what happened with Casey Anthony.
Unless there's new evidence.
Right? Yeah, but I think it has to be substantial evidence. Because Casey Anthony's case has never been able to be retried. And she definitely fucking murdered that kid. Ooh. Casey Anthony? You haven't heard of Casey Anthony? It's like one of the biggest true crime fucking... I'm gonna have to catch this dumb bitch up. That's a fucking crazy crime. She is like... she got away with murder. I mean, allegedly, she murdered her fucking little kid and then she went out partying and shit afterwards. She was found not guilty, but there's a lot of evidence that to the general eye, like the general population does not believe.
Why would you do that to your kid?
I feel like it was something, I don't remember like all the case points or anything, but I feel like it was something to do with like, she was just like a party girl and she just wanted to party and shit. And the kid was like holding her back, which like, yeah, that's what fucking kids do. Like you can't fucking go out and party all
surrender
the time with kids.
Surrender it to the church or a fucking.
Well, and she could have just given it to her parents, although her parents were fucking shitty as shit. Shitty shit anyway, but it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, but firehouses, police stations, and churches are safe havens. You can drop a baby off and no questions.
Yeah, but that wasn't a baby. She was like two or something. You can't, I don't think. I think it's like a baby law, isn't it? Just baby babies?
I'm sure if you were to literally just drop a kid off at any fire department or police station.
No, I feel like at a certain age, it's abandonment. Look it up. I feel like it's abandonment at a certain age. Either way, it's fucked, and the Casey Anthony case is insane. We'll look that up and talk about that, but
yeah,
this case is wrecked. I don't know. Shoot us an email. Let us know what you think, or leave us a comment and let us know what you think. Maybe we'll ask a Q&A question or something. Yeah. So this has been Baked Baddies, True Crime in High Fucking Times, and I'm Karina.
I'm Billy.
And we're just going to fucking...
wing it.
Yeah, we're fucking gonna be done now though, because we're just like not funny anymore.
We lost our fucking
I'm glad we did figure it out. We started with the funny shit. I'm glad we did that. All right, bye guys. All right guys, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for joining me, Karina, and my amazing co-host Billy on a crazy journey through the world of crimes.
from the craziest shit laws in Alabama to some crazy actual crime going on in the U.S. Tune in next time for a new game, new headlines, and new crazy laughter and fun. Remember, stay curious and keep your boogers in your nose. Have a good night.